O-U-N-G-R-E, SASC. The Dr. Brown Annual Fundraiser at the Oungre Memorial Regional Park, OMRP, last Saturday was a huge success, said the fundraising committee chairwoman Loran Tosic on Monday. We didn't technically count everything yet. We're still waiting for some things, but I would say it's our best year yet, Tosic said. With about 160 people attending, the event attracted over $75,000, which will help the park with its pool and kitchen upgrades and general maintenance. The event itself went well, Tosic said. It was awesome. It was quite fun, and lots of people. It was beautifully decorated in there and we all came fancy, so it was fun to have a night out. And it always helps when everybody says they enjoy themselves at the end of the night and can tell all the fun work that went into it, she shared. The fundraising committee, consisting of Tosic, Chrissy Lose, Rosanna Stendel, Melissa England, Katie Bloor and Patricia Stroder, got their heads together in January and started preparing for their big annual event. After 3 months of work, they accumulated over 130 silent auction items and more than 90 live auction items. They also had items for a Dutch auction, hosted heads and tails games and received some cash donations. There were a lot of items, a lot of different things, there's something for everybody. There were handcrafted things and barnwood items people made, agricultural items like fertilizers or spray. There were lots of tools of all kinds, leaf blowers and items like that, said Tosic, listing off some of the items available. And there were some fun packages that were put together. There was a patio set that had a rug, and a fancy umbrella that had solar lights in it. There were handmade picnic benches, bikes, half of beef locally grown, kids' toys, RM history books, barbecue packages. We were blown away with the amount of support this year. The most items we have ever received. Jeff Tosic and Darren Boren of Weyburn were the auctioneers and provided a great atmosphere. It took a week to set everything up for the event, and the place was beautifully decorated. A Little Taste of Heaven catering from Estevan has been preparing their suppers for years, and once again they did an amazing job, Tosic said, serving a delicious roast beef and mashed potato supper, with pasta and vegetable salads, and dessert parfaits to wrap it up. The auctions went very well, and while the final numbers are still being calculated, the funds will be helpful with the OMRP's capital projects and operational costs of the facility. They are going to try to get some new diving boards for the indoor pool. They are going to get new tile for the hot tub and change some appliances in the kitchen, Tosic said. Some enhancement to our indoor pool, which is a big part of our park. I think a lot of people come for the pool. And the kitchen is open year-round, so it will help keep all those appliances functioning and add new things. The committee was grateful for the support they received this year. We are blown away with the support. We are lucky to live in a fantastic giving community, with so many willing to come out and help set up, clean up, build items, move our 6 feet tall snowbanks and donate items year after year. They always find great new items to keep each year exciting, Tosic said. Thanks to everyone who came out, donated, locals, Weyburn and Estevan businesses and organizations, and helped. Tosic said next year they hope to get closer to 200 guests and they look forward to having another great event. We are looking to plan for a fun new theme, maybe try a decade theme, and all the new items we receive. We did not offer entertainment this year, but we will look for options next year, Tosic said. The Oungre Memorial Regional Park was founded in 1968 on a site that had been a gathering place named Foster's Grove, which was a spot for school events and church picnics for people from miles around. The OMRP remains a vital part of the surrounding communities, and the Dr. Brown Committee strives to promote community involvement where families and future generations can gather through activities offered at OMRP. The committee members for the past 30 years have volunteered countless hours to raise funds for their community park. The funds raised always go directly back to the park to help pay their capital expenses and continued maintenance.